Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 1 through 6. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." Here we are, 1 week and 2 days from our celebration of Easter, where we remembered that Easter weekend of 2,000 years ago. And my hope is that we don't forget where we've been and just go back to business as usual. In the midst of all the stuff of the world pulling at us, we can easily forget the power, the promise, the hope of Easter that we celebrated 9 days ago. We don't want that to happen. It's what had happened to Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Salome, and the others when they faced that first Easter morning. Christ was their hope, the hope of all the world, the long-awaited Messiah, but he was dead. They could still see him hanging on the cross. The power and the hope they had was gone. But still, they did what they needed to do and brought spices to finish the job of preparing Jesus' body for burial. So there they are early on that Sunday morning, hearts broken, hope gone. And then it hit them. Who's going to roll away the stone for us? The stone they were worried about was a disc-shaped rock, a foot thick, 4 or 5 feet in diameter. It weighed 2 tons or more and was seated in a channel slightly uphill from the empty tomb's entrance. It would have probably had a small chunk of stone wedged in there under it that would keep the disc in place until, that is, a body was placed in the tomb. And then the chalk would be removed and the disc-shaped stone would be rolled down the channel and into place by the force of gravity, closing and sealing the tomb. It would have taken many strong people with ropes and levers and pulleys probably to roll that stone away once it was in place. The women had a real problem. How would they be able to properly finish preparing the body of their beloved Jesus? That stone would stand in the way between finishing their duty, but even more between them and their Savior. Who will roll away the stone for us? They wondered as they headed for the tomb aloud to each other. The stone was in the way. We often find ourselves in similar place, something blocking our way, holding us back from doing what we're called to do. Opportunities before us, reaching our dreams and becoming all we can be, are blocked. We've all experienced times in our lives which too often linger in our memories and control our present. Maybe a childhood wasn't all it should have been, or our sack of regrets and disappointments and failures has gotten too heavy to lift and to carry anymore, so we just kind of drag it along behind us. Maybe we're so frozen in the regrets of all the things we wish we had done in life that now we miss the opportunities that are still there to move on, stretching out before us. All of that holds us back. They become distractions, obstacles, mountains, and they fog our focus on all that he wants us to be and all that we should be reaching for in life. The women envision a stone blocking their path back to the body of Christ, who had been their hope. But then they come around the corner and discovered that the stone had been rolled away by the angel of the Lord, who sat there in the tomb and said to the now surprised ladies, "He is not here, for he has risen." And with those words, the voices of defeat and discouragement left them. The stone had been rolled back. Their hope was restored. Their Christ was alive. He was risen. And that's the message of Easter for you and for me, which we celebrate and need to remember for today, tomorrow, next month, for every day of our lives. In the midst of whatever is going on in our lives, in the midst of whatever we still carry from the past, we need to embrace and move forward with the truth that Christ is risen and that promise that he has forever rolled back the stones that try to keep us from becoming all we can be. The tomb is empty. The stone has been rolled away. He is alive. Do you realize that of the four of the world's major religions built on personalities, only Christianity can make the claim that its central figure, Jesus Christ, is alive, having risen from the tomb, which is now empty. Judaism's founder, Abraham, is dead and buried. Buddhism's founder, Buddha, died and is still dead. Islam's Muhammad died in 632 AD at the age of 61 and is buried in Medina in Saudi Arabia. All three of those tombs are full of the remains of the dead bodies of their central figures. But the tomb that originally held the lifeless body of our Savior is empty. The hope we claim and should claim for the living of our lives burst forth and out of that empty tomb. That's the message of Easter. Not just for 9 days ago, but for today and for every day of our lives. So what will we do with that? Will you follow him? The one who sees where you are, was with you when you were born, and was with you on your happiest days and in your saddest moments. The one who knows your broken promises, who knows your failures, and yet he chose to breathe his last breath on this planet for you and for me. And as the stones roll back, leaving an empty tomb, the risen Christ stands ready to roll aside all the obstacles that would keep us from him and that try to hold us back from becoming all we can be with him. That's relationship with the risen Lord, which Easter reminds us is available for each one of us. A relationship with him that we dare not miss or walk by, because it can and will make all the difference in our life. Let me close with this. Some time ago, there was a doctor, a surgeon in upstate New York, who was awakened late one night by another doctor who asked the surgeon if he could come to the hospital to perform surgery on a young boy. He said there was no one else in town who could perform that surgery. The surgeon, of course, agreed to go, quickly got dressed, got in his car, and started down the street. And several blocks down the street, while waiting for a traffic light to change, suddenly his car door opened. And there stood a man with a revolver, a rather desperate-looking man, with a brown leather jacket and a cap pulled down tightly over his eyes, as if to hide his identity. The man started to pull the surgeon out of the car, and the surgeon said, "I've got to have this car." And the man said, "I've got to have the car, and now," and he jerked the surgeon out and drove off with his car. By the time the surgeon was able to arrive at the hospital and the doctor who had called him was waiting there at the curbside to tell him the boy had died, the surgeon tried to explain the delay, and the doctor said, "Look, I know you tried to get here. His parents know that you tried to get here. You were the only one who could perform the surgery needed, and unfortunately, it's too late. However, I know the parents will want to speak with you and thank you for trying to be here." And so the surgeon went into the waiting room to meet the dead boy's parents, the mother sitting there crying, of course, and beside her, the dead boy's father wearing a brown leather jacket and a cap pulled down tightly, almost over his eyes. Dramatic story, but a true story. That man had shoved out of his life the only one who could have saved his son, and with it, he threw away his child's life. We don't want that to be the story of our life. 9 days and counting from Easter, guys. Easter, when we were reminded that Christ rose for you and for me, we dare not shove or set him to the side. He has rolled away the stones to everything that stands between us and him, and he stands ready with us to roll aside everything that stands in the way of becoming all we should be with him. The message of Easter, it was a moment for always. The promise of the empty tomb of the risen Christ, 9 days ago and counting, for your life, today and every day, as you move forward with him. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my friends. I thank you for our lives. I thank you for your son and the remembrance of Easter of 2,000 years ago, where the stone was rolled back so that you could be free and alive again. That was the plan. Came for us, born for us, died for us, alive for us. for our lives so that we could be all that you created us to be. Thank you. Help us to follow you. Help us to embrace that, not forget it, not let the world pull us from it. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.